This first segment of the show is, of course, your five or so songs that are going to be coming up, and we've enjoyed knowing you a lot better since the last time you were in the music room. Now, you said this time you wanted to do more of the serious stuff because this is a funny guy the way he writes, and but he's going to do some things for us tonight that are on the other side of
The other side of me.
There you go.
How about that?
Was that the side I saw the... No, never mind.
No, the side you usually see is the funny side because that's, you know, playing in bars and stuff, that seems to sell the best. But I do try to do work the folk scene, and the funny stuff works sometimes in the folk scene, but you have to prove that you can write a serious song to be accepted, so I do write serious songs.
You mean Chiggers isn't a serious song?
Yeah.
That's pretty serious if you get them, I'll
it's real serious.
What are you going to open with tonight for us?
Well, this one is this one's called A Time Capsule. And I guess all of us would like to be able to go back and right some wrongs in our life. So this is a song about that. My mind is in a time capsule that's backing across this universe of all my broken promises and all the lies and all the curse of all the joy and all the pain, all the sunshine and all the chains that took my life through highs and lows. I gaze right through those clear windows of opportunity that I mistook for obstacles. Looking back behind me as I strain to see my future, well, nothing seems to be that clear, and just a moment ago it was nearly happening. Nearly happening. Now I am accelerating, the memories of my future fading. When up ahead I see the spot where we first met and loved a lot, and clinging to that better time, the capsule slows and soon I am beside myself with optimism, standing there beside myself. Thinking I can guide myself through all the pitfalls and all the pain and all the things that life has laid before me. But soon I see my words are wasted, and I was close enough to taste it, but I can't hear me talking. Must be talking to myself. Mine is in a time capsule that's shooting across this universe of all my broken promises and all the lies, all the curse of all the joy and all the pain, all the sunshine and all the change that takes my life through highs and lows. I'm gazing through these clear windows of opportunity, and they still look like obstacles.
We did change the format of the way we've been doing the shows for tonight, which we had Dale. We had him opening for you, and you're going to open for him in the next half hour. So that way we get these listeners just have to tune in to get the rest of y'all's stuff. So.
It's, yep, just hook them right in there.
What works right in there. Now, Alex, you've been out of the country. I saw you with a pretty fancy T-shirt on the other night.
Yeah, I was in New Zealand for a month playing music. It was an awesome time. I find that I can go over there and play. I'm way above my level. I can play around here. So it was really fun and a big ego boost. It's kind of hard coming down.
Why don't you tell the audience what took you over there?
Well, there's a little radio station in Auckland called TLC Radio, and they've been playing my songs on there for a year or so, and I started corresponding with them and asking them about, you know, music availability down there, and they put together a couple of other artists, and one of them being Bonnie, my daughter, and we played for each other and did it, put a little show together for them and toured around and did it.
That had to be fun.
It was awesome.
I know that that's a long way from Apache Wind. Now, what brought Apache Wind in?
You know, I guess one of my favorite places in Texas is the Big Bend country. I've been going down there probably for about 30 years. I've got this friend that lives over on the east side of the Big Bend National Park. He's third generation on this 120-section ranch over there. I've written a lot of songs down there. But this one, it just gave me the idea for the song, just this history of the ranch and so forth. It's called Apache Wind. Riding a trail with my old friend Jack, we made our camp about 2 miles and back of a horseshoe mesa on the Rio Grande. He told me all the stories about his grandpa and his land. With a cold wind blowing in the gray moonlight, he spoke of the wars between Apache and the white man. He kicked the coals of the dying fire. The wind would catch the sparks and take them higher than a star. Apache wind, you're blowing cold tonight. Apache wind, vengeance might be your right, but I don't think you'll ever be my friend. You cold Apache wind. Now Jack's grandpa was a fighter from a slowly dying breed. Yeah, he fought hard to keep his land, but one night he did succeed. He was ambushed by a scouting party just around this bend, when a dust storm helped him slip away, thanks to Apache wind. Apache wind, you're blowing cold tonight. Apache wind, vengeance might be your right, but I don't think you'll ever be my friend. No. You cold Apache wind. Now my brother, he's a rancher. My daddy's passed away. My uncle, he fought to keep this ranch and to put the winds at bay. Jack's grandpa was Apache. He cursed my family to the end. And now me and Jack, we gotta sleep tonight in this cold Apache wind. Apache wind, you're blowing cold tonight. Apache wind, vengeance might be your right, but I don't think you'll ever be my friend. No. You cold
Well, there is another side to
it.
We have a friend of this program, fellow songwriter named Larry Mayfield, who would love that song. He loves the American Indian culture from Stevensville. And he writes a number of things in that vein that he writes a lot about the his involvement with the American Indian movement.
Actually, Apaches that was in their range, but that was a primary range for the Comanches. And I could have made it a Comanche win, but it just seemed like Apache win was better.
You had poetic license.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring up your trip again. When you went over there, did your wife go with you?
Yeah. Marty went with us.
Great.
And
she is awesome. I mean, awesome. Alex brought her to a show of ours about two shows back when he did it, and he brought her, and we had no idea. This woman has a beautiful, beautiful operatic voice, and she got up there and did some of her stuff, and our mouths just dropped. So I was wondering if you had included her on that
trip.
Yeah,
we did.
I'm so glad.
We could not have included her because she would have gotten hard to handle if we hadn't put her in the act. Because she was working the CD table, and she gets kind of grumpy, you know, when everybody else is performing and she isn't. And so we got her up, and she closed the show almost every show and got the biggest yell of the night.
Yeah. What was the song y'all did up in Frisco that was so,
The opera singer. Yeah,
the opera singer, You've got to bring her.
I do
her.
It for you, but I can't do it without her. So.
Well, what we'll do, what you need to do sometime when we're taping somebody else is y'all come over and open the show with that.
Is that on an album anywhere, opera singer?
Yeah, it's on the new CD, the Bar Farces 2. As in not Roman numeral 2, not T-O-O.
Okay, Alex, now you have a new song.
Yeah.
I got to move.
Well, you know, a songwriter, whatever their newest song is the one that they want to do. You know, I mean, like if you write a new song and just as soon as you get it polished, you want it, that's like your first choice of songs to do for like another 2 months. So I'm hoping that this will eventually be the caliber song that some of my others are. But I like it, and actually my daughter likes it, so that's a big step, writing a song that my daughter likes.
All right.
So I'm going to try it out for you. Dawn breaks with a thunder and a crack. Rain's moving in, but I never look back. Lightning bolts seem close at hand. Well, I need to move as fast as I can. I've got to move. I've gotta move on. There's a good looking lover sitting right here by my side. She's thinking that our future's really looking bright. Well, I'd like to tell her, but I don't know how. There's just one thing on my mind right now. I've gotta move. I've gotta move. I've gotta move. Move on. Why does this feeling push me away? Why can't you accept what you've got? I can see that you're trying to mold me into someone I'm not. I've gotta move. I've gotta move. I've gotta move. Well, I'd like to say I haven't been here before, but you know I really have, and here I am back for more. I can feel the frustration, and I see that road, and I won't face my demons, so I just go. I've gotta move. I've gotta move. I've gotta move. Move on.
You know, I'm quite sure that where most children early in their life, their first experiences with the pacifier, but yours had to be with the capo.
Well, actually, I've written the last bunch of songs that I've written have been capo-less. And I felt like I needed to get back to my roots, and so I wrote another song with using capo. So.
Well, I know that your website is...
AlexWhitmore.com.
But you do the two capos, is that your email?
Yeah.
But AlexWhitmore.com. I remember going up there and seeing your smiling little face up there.
This is a brand new guitar. I just got it today. It's still, you know, finding itself tuning-wise. I had to do some serious...
It's the smallest.
It helps on these 12 strings if you get the right tuner.
It's wood. It still thinks it's a tree.
That's true. Well, anyway, I'm the only kid on the block with one of these. This is a 12-string papoose guitar, and I've been playing this 6-string papoose for probably the last 3 years that I high-strung. And I try to tell people, the guitar players, if you take your 12-string guitar and take the 6-string set off and put the capo on the 5th fret, that's what you got. This is a 12-string guitar played at the 5th fret. It's tuned to A.
Now, y'all got that and understand that? Alex, you have a song, Harley. It's not like in Harley Davidson. Why don't you do that one for us?
Well, this little girl that I met at a music festival once was born with 16 birth defects. And yet... the most obvious was that her legs were horribly deformed, and she couldn't walk on them, but she had these, arm crutches where she could motivate herself around, and she could outrun me. And I that's not saying much, but... But anyway, I was really taken with her. I wanted to write a song for her, and this is called Harley. It's for Harley. Walking down this road of life, sometimes I trip and fall. And my perspective from the ground is that I've learned it all. While lying there perchance to meet a 9-year-old so fair, taught me lessons about life I never knew were there. And looking up to her, I saw standing tall and fine, an inner beauty few possess that conquers God's design. With two good arms and one good eye, she does what few can do. She greets the world with open arms, her eye sees right through you. Sometimes our troubles stifle us, and they seem hard to surmount. While counting blessings, we forget to count the ones that count. Well, I for one have counted mine, and I hope next time I fall, I'll find the courage of that girl to help me conquer all. Conquer all.
You know, I have an old friend named Duck Becker that plays Appalachian music, and I could hear him playing that song. He's considered to be a pretty good Appalachian guitar player.
Well, Alex, I wanted to ask you if next time you come on the show that you can bring Marty with you. We really like her, and I'd love for everybody to be able to,
okay,
to hear her as well. And I don't want to rush you, but we do want to get another song in. And you have one called The Wind Blowing Me. And I'd like you to take us out with that one.
Okay. Lost in a dream in the black of the night, there's a moon on a run with the wind close behind. Wind is chasing regret and this debt I must pay. Let the wind blow those sins away. Wind of the past, the wind yet to be. I will never escape this wind blowing me. Tumbled by the wind, I rolled over this land. I sailed with the clouds, oh, I drifted with the sands. I feared for my life and I feared for my faith. Let the wind blow those sins away. Wind of the past, wind yet to be. I will never escape this wind blowing me. Well, I've lived my life the best that I could, and when I made my mistakes, oh, I made them real good. I faltered in love and I've forsaken the ways. Let the wind blow those sins away. The wind, it was my friend, but the wind soon left me broke. When it burned away my dreams and making fire out of smoke. Now I can find a way to begin a new day. Let the wind blow those sins away. Wind of the past, wind yet to be. I won't ever escape this wind blowing me. I won't ever escape this wind blowing me.
Dale, you just thought you were going to do the Yahoo song.
Oh, man. No, I hate to follow Alex.
Well, I'm not going to make you do that. We're going to let him open for you in the next half hour. Right. But I want to thank everybody for listening to this section of the show. And Alex, I want to thank you for being here for the second time. And we did see the almost serious side of you. And we do want to thank everybody for listening to In the Music Room out there. Helen, thanks for your help as always. And Reno, thanks, buddy. Dale, we'll see you in the next half hour.